This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A small plane has crashed near an airport in Broomfield. Emergency crews put out a fire started by the crash. Officials have not yet said how many passengers were on the plane or if there were any injuries or fatalities. We'll continue to update the story as we learn more. Colorado politicians are urging the federal government to quickly end a trade investigation into four Southeast Asian countries that supply most of the solar panels in the U.S. Here's CPR's Miguel Otárola.
Solar industry leaders say the probe into whether China is improperly benefiting off those solar panels could lead to massive tariffs and shipping delays. Colorado Solar and Storage Association President Mike Kruger says it could also shut down projects and spur layoffs.
Is the Vietnamese manufacturing plant buying polysilica from China? Yes. Is the German one buying from China? Yes. Is the American one buying from China? Yes. That's because that's where it all comes from.
Governor Jared Polis sent a letter to the U.S. Secretary of Commerce this week saying the case affects $870 million worth of solar projects in Colorado. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
The average price for a gallon of gas in Colorado has broken the state's all-time record. A gallon of unleaded will run you about $4.11 on average. The previous record was set in 2008, right around the start of the recession. The state's mountain communities are facing much higher prices than the Front Range, however, with some gas stations near Aspen charging more than $4.50 a gallon. Right now in Boulder, it is 84 degrees. In Colorado Springs, it's 89 degrees with partly cloudy skies and breezy conditions. This is CPR News and KRCC.